CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's weather forecast has snow this week, but the state says it's short a couple hundred highway workers and snowplow drivers, especially in rural areas. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
The state's transportation department says it's prepared to clear roads even with the staff shortage. Spokesman Jared File says the state's asking staff to work overtime and prioritize plowing busier roads.
We haven't had any issues so far, and we are planning knowing that we have this shortage of folks, so we're kind of trying to be strategic in how we deploy everybody.
Hiring fairs aren't fixing the issue. One hosted Wednesday was nearly unattended. In response, the department's bumped pay for all positions by 2.5%, and it's now offering a $2,000 bonus in on-the-job training to seasonal workers. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
There's snow today around Vail and Aspen, and the chance for snow tonight over Metro Denver. Colorado Republicans in the U.S. House are pushing back at attempts by some Democrats to take away Representative Lauren Boebert's committee assignments over Islamophobic comments she made about a fellow lawmaker. Representative Ken Buck says it's the wrong approach.
I'm not in favor of stripping people of their committee assignments. I think it's wrong, and I think that there have been inappropriate actions on both sides, and this is a one-sided remedy, and I don't like it.
If the resolution against Boebert passes, she will be the third Republican House member to lose committee assignments over offensive speech or actions this year. Denver City Council will consider a new bill banning so-called ghost guns. Those are the untraceable weapons, often made of 3D printed parts. The bill would make it illegal to possess, manufacture, or sell firearms that don't have a serial number. City Attorney Kristen Bronson.
Across the country, we are seeing an increase in the number of crimes where ghost guns are used. And we are really hoping to get ahead of that curve.
The Denver City Council will take up the bill later this month. Again, Metro Denver has the chance for rain this evening that could turn to snow overnight with much colder temperatures on Friday. This is CPR News.